Coordinator of Shows of the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Anthony Denny, said the traditional aspect of Juve will be streamed live on all of the CDC's social media. He said it is important that persons are reminded of the history of the festival.
A lot of emphasis will be placed on the traditional aspect of Juve, and this year we will come back into that area opposite one of these supermarkets. For the very first time, I can say to you that what happens there, as far as Juve is concerned, is going to be streamed live on all platforms for VC3 and on the Vinci Mass social media pages. First and foremost, to give that exposure to the creativity that we get from our traditional Juve masqueraders, if I can put it like that, because they certainly do bring their game. There are lots of stuff that come out there that's in the mix, gets lost. We know that they're the big painting bands, and we congratulate the likes of the Hiram Brewery with their Paintopia, who's coming in a big way, and the other Juve bands who are coming. But certainly, it's important that we not forget where this all started, and the traditional bands certainly are going to be highlighted for 2023.
Mr. Denny also spoke of the Uptown Carnival stage, which will be located outside of the financial complex.
One of the things that we would have done over the years is to have that Carnival stage uptown. And it is going to continue. I know last year we had some little hiccups in terms of the strength of the stage, so to speak. But we're going to be fully reinforced. Our stage is going to be in place uptown, in the just outside of the financial complex. It will be available for the Monday bands, and it will also be available for the mass bands on Tuesday. This is done. It's a CDC and a VC3 collaboration, so to speak. And from last year, I know quite a lot of the masqueraders enjoyed what happened there. There was no stage to cross. That was the only stage in 2022. But for 2023, that will be a second stage. And it is going to be a little bit more bigger. There will be some innovations also for all those mass bands come Tuesday.
And Mr. Denny also addressed the late start of Mardi Gras on Tuesday, noting that every effort will be made to begin promptly this year.
One of the things over the years with regards to Mardi Gras is the whole matter of that late start. And I can say to you that for 2023, efforts are being made to ensure that the mass bands get into the park as early as possible. We're looking at a 10 o'clock start, and it is our hope, you know, that we get Mardi Gras off and kicking at that time. One of the problems that we have, a perennial problem, is that persons, you're in a mass band, but you're playing in a t-shirt band the Monday night. You want to make 3 and 4 laps around the town, and then you wake up 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning, not knowing that you're just holding back the process. So, yes, you can be part of the Monday band, but certainly be mindful of the fact that the next day, you still have to make another round with your mass band. And, you know, nothing wrong in coming off the road 8 o'clock and going home and get some rest and waking up early to certainly be part of what is going to happen, the spectacle that is going to happen on Tuesday.
Coordinator of Shows of the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Anthony Denny. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Carnival Update.